Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini-pod. I'm your host, Sonia Paul, and today I am loitering with Anna Sale, a woman who needs no introduction. But Anna, can you please introduce yourself for those who might not know who you are?
Sure. I host a podcast called Death, Sex, and Money, and I live in Berkeley, California.
Right. And today we are loitering in Frodo's, a coffee shop in San Lorenzo, California. Now, Anna, I was telling you a little bit about this podcast, well, this mini pod, and you, like, had some reactions to it that I thought were interesting. What was your immediate gut reaction?
Well, I think the question of, like, who is visible in public spaces is very interesting because it shapes the way you see and think about what the public is. And I have been thinking about this since I became a mom, since I became a parent, because one consequence of becoming a parent is, and in particular, a mom who is nursing, is your ability to move in and out of public is a lot different than before you have a baby. Like, for example, when my baby was just a few months old, I couldn't really leave the house unless I was prepared to, like, nurse in public, which I eventually got comfortable doing. But I couldn't leave my baby at home and go out in public because my baby needed food. That was attached to my body. But just the question now of where is an appropriate place to take a baby? If I'm going about my life, can I put her in a carrier and go to the grocery store? What if she has a meltdown? Can I go get a pedicure and keep my baby in a carrier? Is that weird because you're exposing her to all these toxins? Like, all these ways that I used to move through public space sort of thoughtlessly are different now.
Do you think this is more because of, you were not a parent before versus now you're a parent, or that public space in general is not that accommodating to parents or, you know, small children?
Yeah, I think that part of it is that because I did not have a small child, I wasn't a parent, I didn't recognize how subtly unwelcoming a lot of public spaces can be. And, of course, this varies depending on where you are, but, for example, I lived in Brooklyn before I had a baby, and there are a lot of restaurants in Brooklyn where you shouldn't bring a kid because they don't have high chairs. They're not designed to be friendly to families. Now I look for, when I'm going out to eat and I know my daughter's coming with me, like, somewhere where if she freaks out, it won't be that disruptive. But that means I'm not going to, like, the hip, you know, restaurant that's just opened. I'm going to the Crepe Vine down the street because, like, there's a lot of other kids who are screaming there.
By the way, I just ate a crepe.
It allows me to think back on my life before I had a kid and how rarely I would run into families when I was moving around in certain neighborhoods in Brooklyn. And because of that, I wasn't thinking about families. I wasn't thinking about what it is to raise a little kid or baby in New York City. And now I'm on the other side of that and thinking about public space a lot differently.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely feel like in the East Bay, as soon as I got here, I think one of the first mornings I was here, I was at a cafe getting a bagel and my baby was a few months old. And I look over and there's a mom who's just, like, totally nursing her baby without a blanket over her, just, like, totally comfortable doing that. And I was like, that is really comforting because finding your own personal level of comfort with nursing and how you nurse in public is a process, and I definitely felt like, oh yeah, I'm in the East Bay, like, people are chill about this. Like, I'm really glad I figured out how to have the courage to just kind of take my baby as many places as I could, even places that don't look like they're baby friendly, because I do think it's nice to just assert yourself in public that you are a part of this community, that because you're a mom with a little baby doesn't mean that you have to stay at home and not engage. I think it's good for me, certainly, and I also think it's good for my little kid to get out and see the world.
Thanks so much. So that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. Goodbye.